guys. It's crazy. Guys, hi. It's Kate. This is Date Bales, of course. I'm in Houston, Texas. Literally, I've had the most fun weekend of comedy shows. Dude, I love Texas crowds. And I love Texas people. I feel like people in Texas are what comedians dream of. If you put a dream audience in front of you, it'd be Texas or Canada. But here in Texas, like, they might have a gun. That's the biggest difference. Do you guys think about that when you're on stage? I'm like, yes. They can carry here legally. And they might shoot me if I'm not funny. Especially my fans. But the crowds were dope. I had the best time. I actually recorded a whole podcast last night. Tonight's Saturday. I was going to put it up for you guys. But I'm sorry. I'm laughing because I hear Mexican music in the background. I'll tell you more about that. But I have no idea where it's coming from. It is the weirdest shit that's ever happened on this podcast. So anyway, I met cool people here. Lots. Tonight was crazy because I had so many friends show up that I didn't know were coming. The girl in the front row went to high school with me, graduated with me. We were theater majors together. You can both speak. I'll do the ad in a minute.
Okay. Nice. Okay, I was like, I was letting you rant. You know what I'm saying?
Don't talk till I do the ad.
Gosh,
I haven't done the ad
yet.
She's
so strict.
Okay, let's just do this. This podcast is brought to you by CBD Lion, which... This is so distracting. You guys can't hear it either.
I can't.
I'm the only one wearing headphones, but the people at home can hear this. It's like, I don't know what you call this, but this is Mexican country music. I know that because my Mexican friends have told me. This is like country music in Mexico, and it's playing in my headphones. And you guys, we're recording this for people who do podcasts. I know a lot of my listeners have their own podcasts. This is a Zoom H6 recorder. It's not a radio, but we're somehow picking up a radio station. In fact, oh my God, you guys, there's a DJ reading ads right now. What the fuck?
That's how hard these Latins party.
This is so weird. There's no antenna on the Zoom
God.
Recorder. There's,
I love this.
Maybe it was on my... No, it's still playing. Whatever. Guys, if you hear Mexican radio in the background, it's like a ghost in my hotel room. Because this is the same way I've recorded every time on the road, anywhere, and I've never heard radio... And we're plugged in with three mics to a recorder with no radio, and it's playing radio on my ears. Like, it's
fucking
so weird.
Houston.
Yeah, and if I take out my earphones, there's nothing in this hotel but silence, which means
I'm so sorry.
One of you has a radio antenna up your ass.
Which one is it? It's not. I got a fat ass, but
you do have a
not.
Hot. We're going to talk
you.
About this.
No, we don't. Look.
Thank you.
He's like, I'm trying to bang.
Look,
Kenny.
What goes up my ass, we'll find out in a few minutes.
What goes up your ass picks up Mexican radio.
Apparently.
So, that'd be dope, wouldn't
Apparently.
It? You get XM for free.
Multifaceted
like,
ass
I don't know
over
what's
here.
In there, but I get XM and Spotify
That's
for free.
Awesome.
By the way, shout out Spotify. Thanks for having me. Anyway, all right, listen. Let me get this said. So... Guys, this podcast, as you know, is brought to you by CBD Lion, which I have to say used to be just a sponsor, but I really fucking, sorry, I don't mean to swear on the ad, but they don't care. I love CBD Lion. Do you guys CBD? Do you use CBD? Either
no,
of
please
but
inform me.
Okay, I'm not a pot smoker at all. Like, I will to sleep every once in a while or an edible for,
nice.
Like, amazing sex, maybe, but... CBD, like everybody was like, you got to try it for anxiety and cramps. I get bad cramps and I'm horribly anxious. And everyone was like, CBD, because it's not THC. There's no drugs in it. So if you take a drug test, like for your job, nothing shows up. But anyway, it's the medicinal part of weed. So it's like the initial thing. People were like, this is why weed is good for you. Hemp is good for you, whatever. Anyway, this company, CBD Lion, they sent me all this stuff to try. I've done everything for anxiety, cramps, and this is the first thing that's worked. So they sent me oil. They sent me vape pens. They sent me lotion. The lotion's dope. Mm. Athletes use it for, like, Ooh. Muscle aches. My mom uses it. She has lupus. My sister uses it. She has, like, endometriosis, also, like, bad cramps. Point is, guys, try CBD Lion. I've been getting DMs all week from people saying how great CBD Lion is. So please try it. I have a discount code. It's KateQ at CBDLion.com. If you do smoke weed, they can also send you shatter, which you can put in with your weed and smoke it. But I've just been using the lotion and the oil and the gummies. I love the gummies. And it's helping me. And I sleep better. Today, I woke up at 9 a.m. on the road, which my fans know doesn't happen, and I fell asleep at 2. So that's rare for me. So check it out. Do that. It's important. It's good for your mental health to sleep. So you should try it. I'm not a pot person, but I love CBD now.
I understand.
Change me. So thank you, CBD Lion. And yeah, we'll do more ads later. Let's get into it. Okay.
All right.
I don't know what to do about the Mexican music except for apologize. Like, you guys, I wish my guests. So I met these two comics. Put this in your ears so you
I
can
will.
Hear the Mexican music. I met these two comedians this weekend in Houston. And, like, you're both hilarious.
Thank you.
Both of them pop by my shows. Well, you featured tonight, actually.
Yes.
And Kenji, you did a guest spot last night.
Yes.
You were really funny.
Thank you.
I mean, I heard you've only been doing this 2 years.
1 year.
Yeah, you're really good.
Thank you.
Like a year in,
it's annoying.
Most people suck,
like
isn't
that.
It?
I know.
Yeah, but don't you think,
what
like, I won't say
asshole.
Who, but I'm friends with a comic who's one of my favorites, and he said to me one night, if you're not at least hosting, getting paid by 3 years in any major market, you might not have timing and you should quit.
Oh.
Because the truth is, before I had jokes, I had timing.
Yeah.
If you're funny growing up and people are like, yo, you're funny, that means you have timing. Then you learn to write.
Right.
Yeah.
But hot chicks, it gets fucked up because you're hot.
Thank you.
Okay, wait. Tell me your full names and Instagram so I can give you guys a proper introduction.
Excellent.
You're hot. This girl featured for me tonight. I just met her. I keep calling you Coralis. Is it
That's
Coralis?
That's perfect.
It's Coralis.
It's Coralis.
How do you
Apple
spell
without
that?
The core. Coralis.
Coralis. I'm not even going to lie. When she first walked in, I was like, oh, damn. She's hot. She looks hot as
well,
shit.
That's
and you're dressed up.
That's funny as shit because I saw your video that I actually looked your shit up before I.
So embarrassing because
okay.
It's all bad online.
I'm sorry.
No, it's
you're
fine.
Super famous.
Thank you.
So
oh
I looked
God,
your shit up.
Please. Yeah, like
and
eight,
I saw you walk out in
that.
The sequins black.
Oh, the
dress,
AVN Awards.
And I was like, holy shit, I got to bring my A game.
Oh, no.
I can't be opening up for beautiful bitches.
Oh, my God. You're so hot. When she walked in, I was like, fuck, I should have dressed up. Like, it's bad. You guys
positive
tonight.
Positive feedback.
Well, here's
loop.
The thing. I was going go to
know, right?
I was gonna go to the Astros game tonight. So
ooh,
my show
nice.
Was at 8. I'm in Houston. The Astros are in the playoffs. And the guy that runs the place said,
Astros.
I got an extra ticket. So I was going to go just because I like sports.
Yeah.
You hear the Mexican music?
I hear it, but we're more powerful
we
than
we have to
it.
Keep going, but I'm scared because I'm
that
afraid
be
Spotify will be like copyright shit and pull the podcast, but I don't know where it's coming from.
It's
you guys,
it's making me
it's
sad.
Selena's.
It's literally coming from, I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep bringing this up, but the people can hear it listening.
I want to go to Papacito's.
I have no idea
nice
where this music
drop.
Is coming from. It's never happened. You guys, it's 4 a.m. in Houston.
I have no
there's
idea
no antenna. There's
actually.
No radio.
It might be these mics. Maybe these mics are haunted.
We borrowed the mics from the comedy club.
Yeah.
This is what we get for fucking taking shit.
I stole a bottle of tequila.
Well, you said somebody else owed you money
I
as
mean,
you left. You didn't really. You're just like, all right, charge me the appropriate
no,
money.
No,
I
walked in and said, you guys close everything at 2 for real? Can we get booze for my hotel room for this podcast?
Oh,
the guy was like,
God,
it's
I'll
not
take
legal.
Some chips and queso in a minute.
Where the fuck do we get chips and queso?
I'm sorry. I
no, this
said
is Texas.
Anything.
How do we get it?
Well, it's
I'll postmate Chipotle
it's,
right
it's
now.
It's everywhere, but it's nowhere.
At 3 a.m.?
Exactly.
I have to leave for the airport in like 25 minutes and perform in like 12 hours.
It is probably easier to buy
If you're going to Hobby,
right
I'm not
going to
lie to you. There's a Papacito's in the airport.
At 4 in the morning it's open? 5 in the morning? Papacito's?
Yeah. Papacito's.
The hell is that?
Oh, it's the best thing that ever. It's going to be my fucking wedding cake, okay? This is how. This
our
is
wedding,
how
you mean? We're
yes,
married.
Boo. We are getting
I met this
married.
Beautiful, hot black woman in Texas. I'm like, can we get married? She's funny. She's hot as shit. She wore heels on stage and cleavage and killed.
Yes.
Thank you.
And had a lot of funny shit. And you know what's great? We're nothing alike material wise. Because I watch that. Because I go, like, can I work with this bitch or are we too similar? Like, and we're not. You're single, but we had different. Well, you know, we had different.
Reach out to touch you. I
thank
just
you.
Want to touch you.
She touched my hand. That's it. So, still sad.
only the
no,
hand.
Your bomb is fucking.
Oh, thank
my
you.
Thing was that you were open to me being a part of your show because a lot of females, even though we try to support each other for some reason.
I know, but that's dumb.
It's dumb as fuck.
It's so dumb. Because the truth is this. Look, we're living in 2019. Social media is the way.
We got Mexican music playing in the background.
Word.
And but, like, for real, you could be, diverse. You could look exactly like my sister. But if you're funny, there's enough fans for everybody.
Girl, like, say it one more time.
Let me tell you something. I was in a nail salon in L.A., and this lady next to me is getting her nails done. And she's like kind of a heavier white chick from the Midwest. She was not living in L.A. She was just next to me. We start talking. She's like, what do you do? And I'm like, oh, I work in entertainment, whatever. She's like, so does my son. That's why I'm here. And I'm thinking like, oh, he wants to be an actor. She brought him here for pilot season, whatever. She's one of those moms.
Right.
I go, really? What, he's like an actor? She goes, oh, my God, he's actually on YouTube. And she told me his name. I knew this kid. He's like 9, but he has like a huge fan base. My nephews watch him. My nieces. Like, this kid's famous.
Shut the front door.
He's famous on YouTube. My point is he lives in, they live in like, I forget where, Nebraska, some shit. They live in nowhere.
The Cornhuskers.
Not saying Nebraska's nowhere.
It's
Nebraska.
Cornhuskers.
Yeah.
It's fine.
But my point is you can make a career
and
never even move to L.A.
Yeah.
And have more fans than any comic we know. Like, he's more famous than Bill Burr.
Like, thank you, real. Kate. I'm going to go kill myself. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Everybody have a good night.
Don't kill yourself today. At least wait a week so I don't feel guilt. But anyway, the point is just, like, there's room. And on my shows, I told you this, Kenji. Like, the first night I came, I said, it's three white dudes. What the fuck?
Yeah.
It was three. It was me and two white guys on the show. And I was like, this is the worst show. We need a woman and, like, at least a black guy or, like, a Middle Eastern guy. We need some variety because, like, no one wants to watch. I don't want to go to anything that's all one thing. I don't do women shows, pretty women, whatever that bullshit. Sorry, pretty funny women, but that I don't do that shit. And Chocolate Sundays, too, like Mo Better Mondays, like all that shit. I want white people, too. Like, I want to see variety.
Okay, please don't say it correctly. That's the best part, that you're saying it correctly. What? Mo Better Mondays.
Of course. I go there every week. I'm like, put me up.
I'm so proud
white people.
Of you right now.
You need a blonde.
I'm so proud of you. I did. Actually, I can't lie to you. I got started with pretty funny women.
It's okay.
I
did it once.
I get what you're saying.
I just don't like the idea of it also because it makes me feel like they think women can't be just part of
a regular show.
Yeah, like I get it. They're trying to pretty funny women. But in my mind, I go, a bunch of hot chicks telling jokes back to back to back. I want to see also a fat guy. I want to see also.
You want to see diversity with your sets.
And
That's legit, and it makes sense. You're okay. You don't have to. You're preaching to the choir right now.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. I mean, of course. But as much as you probably get annoyed, it's like five white dudes and they put like a token black person on. I get annoyed when I see a lineup of all dudes.
No, Kenji's
and no woman.
Kenji is fine with that.
Funny white.
Kenji, you're not a token black guy anyway. You're too. You're like you're unique. You're unique.
Kenji, you're kind of educated, bro. Come
you're
on,
real smart. And I'm not saying black guys aren't smart, but you're not like. Like, you're...
I know what you mean.
You're very well-spoken. Your jokes are really smart.
Yes.
You stand still.
Yes.
I'm not saying... This sounds so racist.
You stand still.
Thank God you guys are here. But, like, I mean, just you... I wouldn't...
I know what you mean.
You could be on any show. You could
be
an
all-comic. Just...
You could be a hipster.
I agree.
I get what you mean. I'm not just thrown there because I'm a black guy who does comedy.
I honestly feel like...
I didn't even know you were black.
If we heard your voice, we would hear... Right. If you heard
I'm
him on
so
the show, you would
like. You would know he was black.
Right.
You heard him on the radio. You had no clue.
You're absolutely right. You would hear him on the show, and you'd be like, "Oh shit!"
People listen to his podcast.
It's
like,
almost like when we found out Rick Grimes was fucking British. He was like, "What the fuck? This nigga came from Atlanta."
Yes, it
hurt our feelings a little.
Like Eminem sounds white.
Oh,
like Eminem's a great rapper.
Oh, he was a friend at the door. I'm sorry, Kate. I'm sorry.
What happened? Wait, what happened?
She was talking about Rick Grimes from The Walking Dead. She's like, when I found out he was British, I was like, he was in Love Actually.
He
that was a deaf friend at the door?
Yes.
Deaf?
He wasn't deaf, but he was. He
I don't remember Love Actually.
Somebody didn't know how to speak.
No, he couldn't speak because he was because he was doing something really fucked up, which is saying he was telling his best friend's wife that he was in love with her, so he was using cue cards.
On Love Actually?
Yeah, it's a movie.
Yes, girl.
I know what it is.
But that's Rick.
That kid is hot now.
The kid from
the young kid,
the cute little.
Have you
boy?
Seen him now?
Isn't that Jojen Reed from fucking?
I'm a cougar.
From
girl, we all cougars. Yeah,
I'm point, friends with so many child stars that are now hot. I look like such a perv.
Oh,
like Jonathan Lipnicki is my good friend. He's
well,
hot.
Equality.
As
that's
fuck.
How men been doing. They
baby,
waiting on these young girls.
The
dude, I'm just down to be a cougar. Are you kidding? All my boyfriends are gonna be.
You can
20.
Look. Shit, we can look. Can we
look?
Look?
I'll
you
fuck
can
look. Those guys. I don't care.
She's like, I'm a look,
that
touch,
legal?
Take.
I'm a look.
I posted a photo with Jonathan Lipnicki.
Look, touch, take.
Do you know who Jonathan Lipnicki is? The kid from Jerry Maguire.
Mm-hmm. The little big headed kid. This is the brain weighs 8 pounds.
Yes. He's hot as shit now, and he's my friend. And we go out, and everyone thinks I'm banging him because he's hot. And everybody's like, are you banging him? He's 27, almost 28. I mean,
she's like, I'm working on it. Stop fucking, like.
When he's 20?
Quit cock-blocking
me. He's 27?
And he's hot, dude. And he's a good actor.
He was a little cutie.
I know. He still is. He does jujitsu and shit. He's got tattoos.
Shut
he's like ripped.
Oh, child,
she's
girl.
Like, choke me.
Me.
I mean, and he's so nice. You want to hear the funniest shit he ever said? I hope he doesn't get mad at me for this. He told me not to tweet it, but it's so funny.
Oh, no.
I love you, John. But this is what he did. We went to karaoke. We go to karaoke.
Oh, I love karaoke.
Me too. And I wanted to do Lizzo, Truth Hurts. This is before the song was super popular. Like, she just blew up.
Yeah.
But that song came out 2.5 years ago.
Right.
So I was like, I'm going to do Truth Hurts. And John goes, don't do that. I don't like that song. And I go, why? He goes, because not every guy wants a bitch who's non-committal.
That's true.
He's like, some people want a considerate. Because what does she say? She goes, a bad bitch, non-committal, whatever. He goes, some people want a considerate bitch.
That's
who
awesome.
Is committal, like a relationship
awesome.
Girl. He's like, I don't know.
Put
I just
that
feel
on
like
a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Considerate bitch.
And I was like, yeah, but most guys, like Jonathan is so nice and sweet that like, he doesn't even understand this culture of fucking assholes.
Can I just bring up a point?
Yes,
please.
I feel
like Jonathan is just being a nice, regular fucking guy.
He is.
We have to say that he's extra nice because of the
he's
fact
famous.
That everybody else fucking sucks.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
You're right.
Just dudes
it's
fucking
so real.
Suck
the bar
right
is,
now.
The bar
is
so
low. That
like, I've talked to women and I've
really
talked to men and
I'm
like, oh, that bar is...
That's so
these
real.
These dudes are fucking up.
Because
like,
guys just
low.
Do the most basic shit they're supposed to and we think... It's amazing. Like, he opened the door.
Oh!
That's what, isn't that what happened tonight when I opened the door for you to get in the car?
I said
like,
it was the
oh.
last gentleman in fucking Houston.
I was like, because I opened the door for you?
Yeah. You know what? That's so fucking
that's the
real.
Sad part.
Like, if a guy calls, you're like, he's the one.
You're going to use a phone as a phone?
The phone rang and he spoke. Like, it, you're right. That's insane. The last guy
girl, he dialed my digits.
He unlocked this special feature on this device that I didn't know had it.
Dude, the last guy I dated, just all he did that made me fall for this guy is he would be like, hey, you sound like you've been drinking. I'll come pick you up.
Oh, girl.
Oh,
that's
your husband.
And I was like, oh, my God.
Yes.
Penny
like,
dropper.
I'm so like, yes. I was like, he's not even hot. I don't think he's talented, but he will pick me up.
About me,
yes. How sad is that?
He wants to make sure I made it home. That
it's not. Something. It's not sad because it's like a good thing, but it's all. It is kind of sad because I mean, it's just the bar is. It's
oh,
just
it's low.
It's so.
But also, it goes both ways, though.
Yeah.
Because women, I feel too, are like. The problem is, yo, do you know how happy I am? Instagram just got rid of that shit where you can see what people are doing.
Yeah.
Do you know about this?
No.
That means you're not damaged like me.
I'm sorry.
No, it's good. That means you're not crazy.
Okay.
Instagram had a feature where you could see what people do. Like
yeah,
what they like.
What they liked.
Who they follow. So you're dating a guy and you could literally follow what he's liking and be like, yo, who the fuck is this bitch? Why are you liking her shit?
Oh, that would make me insane.
Well, yeah. I dated a guy and it was like a constant fight in our relationship because he was like, I don't ever like women's stuff because he never liked my shit. And I get offended. I'd be like, how come you never like my stuff?
Don't lie about it, dude.
Then we see him liking like exes.
That's bullshit, right?
Yeah, but yeah, we shouldn't like, even be able to know. Like our parents didn't know what the fuck each other were doing.
They had to send letters and wait for replies.
Okay, wait, no, but this is the thing. Kate, can I 1, 2, 3 for real, real quick?
Please.
I honestly feel like with women in general, we've set up this fake illusion of like, oh, he doesn't mean this. He didn't mean that. Baby, the truth is in the pudding. Like, this motherfucker is not going to like something unless he likes it. And he's not going to like not like it unless he doesn't like it. So my whole point is the one thing I love and respect about dudes is they're very like black and white. You can see it like on the surface. If they like something, they gonna like it and they going to fuck it. If
my friend sent me a meme, a guy friend that said, The simplest thing anyone will ever tell you about dating is this. If you're confused, he doesn't care that much.
Girl, exactly.
Get out of my head.
Simple. You shouldn't have to Google. To
but like not even
you
just.
Got to question
that's it.
Shit.
Just not even he, she as well. Anytime, like I've pulled back because sometimes like I don't know what she wants. And I've seen that meme before. It's just like, you know what? If I'm confused, I'm not pursuing this any longer.
Dude, like the truth is when I'm busy, I was in Lebanon. And I was fucking coming back to my room to FaceTime
nice
with a dude.
John.
Nobody's.
When I'm overseas for the first time in not the first time overseas, but the first time in the Middle East.
Yeah.
I should be out. I shouldn't give a fuck about this guy. I wasn't even with him yet, but I was making time.
Girl.
If you like somebody, no matter how busy you are, you will make time.
Oh,
and if you don't like somebody, no matter how unbusy you are, you got extra shit to do to not text them. You be checking on that refrigerator light bulb. Like,
right?
I haven't cleaned behind my refrigerator. I gotta
dude,
get to that.
It. Or if you're into them, you will at least go like this. You'll go, hey, like I did it today.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
I have a crush on
go
this
ahead.
Dude, even though I wish I didn't. But like I've been texting this guy all day. And today, like I knew I was gonna be off my phone for hours.
You
so
let him
like,
know.
I was like, hey man, I'm gonna go to the gym and then the show now. So I'll talk to you later.
Exactly.
And, like, if I didn't like him,
he knows.
I wouldn't even. Yeah, and then he was like, text me after, let me know how it goes. That's
exactly.
What a dude does if he likes you.
Yeah.
If they don't, they're like, cool, later.
Yeah, this the thing. This
or
the
nothing.
Best thing I ever heard from a hood ass dude. He said,
define hood ass dude.
A hood ass dude is kind of like, well, you, like you don't necessarily have his background. You don't have his life. Like, but this is what he said, and
he
I quote.
He may have killed two or three people. You don't know.
I know.
He may have killed two or three people.
No. This is the best
gangster.
Thing I ever. Everything.
Is he a blood or a crip? What kind of hood ass
look,
dude?
Look,
Soprano,
both,
maybe? I don't
both.
Know.
That's the thing.
I want to fuck one
okay,
guy.
He's
member.
Fucking both.
I want them all.
He's both. He had to switch sides.
I'm sorry, but guys with teardrop tattoos eat the best pussy.
With, baby.
I'm
okay,
kidding.
So this
that's
the
a
thing. He said, even animals know when they're not being treated right. And he said, when a dude is feeling you, he's like, what we doing? What we doing today? Where are we going? What we eating? If he ain't worried about your ass, guess what? You going to question everything.
The truth
when
is, if a guy likes you, he
you
makes a plan
to
see you again.
Baby. Yeah.
It's that
you
simple.
You don't ever wonder.
You know another big one, which
go
is
ahead.
A weird one, but like, if a guy likes you, you don't have to want to fuck him for him to kick it with you. They'll kick it. I've had guys in the picture for so long that are in my friend zone, and I know they're just waiting for that. They're hoping. Mm-hmm. Those are guys that like you. Or if you're on your period. Classic example.
Guys, Kate is evil. She puts people in the friend zone. Just kidding.
I don't mean to.
All right, I've got a theory about
but
it.
But I'm
you
damaged.
What you're saying, and I will tell you what I think about that,
I'm
so.
Damaged. Shit, hold on. This is cutting. Okay. I'm damaged, which is how they end up in the friend zone. Because I think deep down I'm terrified of real intimacy because I'm afraid I'll fuck it up. So I put them in the friend zone and fuck guys that I know deep down will like ruin me.
Oh.
You know, here's my opinion.
I don't want to.
That's
but
deep.
I don't want to, but they know. I know.
Here's my
we all
honest
know.
Opinion
that's
on
what
the
I
friend
do.
Zone. This is my honest opinion on the friend zone.
Okay.
All right.
Just say it.
Women can't really put dudes in the friend zone.
What?
No, you could just like not fuck them, and they either have to just say, okay, I'm going to get over my feelings for you and have you as a real friend, or just put you out of my life. Like, you know what I mean? It's like
it's
the way guys talk about it is like, oh, she's doing
guys
this to
wait,
me.
Though.
She's
guys will play a long game
yeah,
for 10 years.
Yeah, but that's them. That's not you. You've already said, I'm not going to fuck you. And that's them putting themselves like saying, I'm not going to put her
it's
out of my
choice.
Life or get over my feelings and treat you like a human.
I have to
like,
say,
you know
though,
I mean?
So many guys write me because all the time I'll be like, guys, what are your questions for the podcast? The number one question, I probably get it twice, three times a day.
Nice.
Is guys that go, I'm in this chick's friend zone, but I'm in love with her. I like her, whatever. Can I get out of it?
That's
and here's the thing.
It is.
The truth is, by the way, this Mexican music is killing me. You still hear it?
It's getting amped up.
It's
too.
Louder.
It's like getting
I mean, I feel like
the
people are going to be like tuning out because I like Mexican music. Whatever. I'm sorry to Spotify
it's like the
or
wind beneath
whatever
my
other
wings Mexican music is starting to play. Like it's like
it's country. Like I said, it's the country generic anyway.
I'm sorry.
Point is this. You can get out, but most women, if you're in their friend zone, it's one of two things. Either they know they'll never fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
They're not attracted to you for whatever reason. They can't help it. But they like you.
Right.
Some women keep you there in a way that I don't like, which is they want someone to give them attention. It's like an ego stroke. I don't do that. I'm honest. But there are also women like me who I think deep down hopes someday they won't be so damaged and they can be. Like, I have a buddy who's so hot and amazing, and I love him, and I know he would leave anybody for me in a second. And we're, like, really good friends.
You're like the Lil Wayne of comedy.
I am? Really?
That's how Lil Wayne is, girl.
Should I fuck Lil Wayne?
Girl, he had Christina Milian crying on national television about his fucking
ass.
She's
with Lil Wayne?
Well, this is a couple of years ago. But
I thought
like,
she was with a football player.
You know, Superhead, Karen Steffens.
No, I know nothing.
Okay, sorry. In the black community, there was a woman that put out a book that kind of tell-all book.
What's it called?
Her name is Superhead.
What was her
Who's
name?
Superhead? She gives Superhead? Karen, is that why she's called that?
Karen Steffens.
Because she fucked like a lot of people.
But she fucks a lot of people in the
industry.
She
wrote about it?
And she, yeah. She told a lot of secrets.
Is she a regular person or is she like an actress?
Regular person.
I mean civilian.
Video.
Like, yeah.
She's a video vixen.
Oh, she's a dancer.
That's what the name of the book is.
She said, who has a big dick? She said, who has a small dick? She said, who can
fuck?
Who's
gay?
I say that.
Like,
everyone's gay.
She put out like a tell-all
Who's bisexual?
Everyone.
Dudes were mad. People were just like, bitch.
They were pissed. They were pissed.
Yeah.
No, they were pissed.
Because she was like, this dude. She was named names. She was like, this dude lasted three strokes. Like, this. Like,
she was in.
Like, famous.
I respect that.
She went all in.
I only told a few names, and they're on other podcasts.
Her and Christina Milian have openly been like, Lil Wayne is probably the best person I've ever dated. If I was dating someone and Lil Wayne tried to come back with me, I would drop everything and go back to him. That's
I just heard he's really genuine.
Both of them said that?
I've heard like he's just really genuine when it comes to women.
Christina
like, really
Milian
nice.
Was
That's
married to Dream, the songwriter and the producer, and she even after their marriage had been messed up, she openly said that she would go back to Lil Wayne hands down. Because he's just
Damn,
a really
Wayne.
Great love. I know, girl. I don't
it's
know what
Lil
is
Wayne.
Going on.
Yeah,
Lil.
Take the little.
Lil.
You're just Wayne now. Like, come
I
on.
Like that I'm correcting Lil you. Wayne. It's Lil Wayne, not little.
Like, take those teasers.
Dude, Lil. You know, I mean, that's kind of... Listen, my ex-husband, we're friends still. We were married 10 years. He's 6 years older. If I had known when we were married what I knew 6 years after our divorce, like, what I mean is that age gap, it's small, but...
It means a lot.
Yeah, because when You're I 6 years young. Later, I was like, oh, I get where he was when we split up. Yeah. And he was a great dude. And there's times I'm like, did I fuck up? I mean, we're not right, I don't think. But you learn, like that guy treated me great. But I thought something was missing, like a spark, like a heat, like a, and I was curious.
Yeah,
so
but
I was young.
You're being an adult right now. But I'm telling you that Lil Wayne was laying the D. Like I'm not trying to talk.
You're
about
You're saying Lil Wayne kept
like, look, let's not. She was like, let's not get
look,
off subject.
How tall is Lil Wayne?
He was laying yeah, pipe and
how
died.
Tall?
Okay.
How tall is Lil Wayne?
He got to be like 5'5",
he
5'6".
He can't be taller than me.
5'6" is generous. I'll bet he's shorter than that.
Oh.
His name is Lil.
I'm 5'8".
I'm 5'4".
Okay.
Well, I'm 5'4".
He might
I'm 5'5".
Be the same size as you. But
well, short guys know how to
look,
fuck.
He laid pipe and died.
Dude,
okay.
You got to fuck short dudes. Listen to me. Short guys.
I have.
Okay. Then you know. Short guys, they fucking. Because they work harder because they have that
they
small
have
guy syndrome or they hate women.
Can I say this?
Either way.
Can I say this?
They take it out on the pussy.
I'll be honest with you. I've been blessed with a lot of big penises. I'm not like, no brag. Wait,
I've had
no
a
brag.
I've had a shower of the
I
big
have.
Dicks.
Wait a minute. Oh, wait. I just love you for saying that. This is a great time to do an ad. We're pausing for an ad. Hold on.
We are
All right.
Back.
I paused for an ad to pull this up. You guys already know it. It's BetterHelp. I actually have been using BetterHelp. I'm doing therapy. You guys.
Oh, nice.
Thank you. I'm trying to fix my life. I never had therapy because I couldn't afford it. I went to a shaman who was great, but he guilt-tripped me for drinking a little bit. Like, he would go, I would not drink for a week before I'd see him because I would be paranoid. I'd be like, I'm going in sober as possible. And he'd be like, I smell booze. I'd be like, how
After
the fuck?
After a week?
What the fuck, dude?
Sorcerer.
What kind of fucking nose you got? Yeah. But anyway, but he's great. I believe in Eastern medicine, but I have been talking to a therapist. So BetterHelp is basically an affordable therapy option. You guys can do it online. You can do it from your phone. You can Skype it. You can FaceTime it. You can text with them. You can do it in person if you want to. But it's affordable. If you don't have a lot of time for therapy, this is a great way. You can do it on your drive home from work. And I think you should because it helps to talk about shit with someone who's not your friend. Because your friends start to be like, Kate's always fucked up. She's always going through some shit. And it's better to put it on a stranger. That's how I feel. And then come to your friends when you're slightly in a better place, which is why you need help. Plus, we deal with shit. Depression, stress, anxiety, relationships. Maybe your parents and you don't get along. Self-esteem, grief, LGBT matters. Whatever your thing is. There are over 50,000 specialists on this app. If you don't like your counselor, they can switch you to someone else. You take a survey, and they try to pair you up with someone who fits your needs. So it's really dope. You guys can do it anytime, secure, convenient. Financial aid is available if you qualify. If you're low income, you can even get assistance paying. So take care of yourselves. I mean, I'm a comic, so my friends are the most messed up. And we need help.
Preach.
Yeah, right? Yeah. If you listen to my podcast, I know you're a mess.
It's a mess, but so, it's true.
So go do it, guys. Best of all, it's affordable. And if you listen to Date Fails, you get 10% off your first month with my code DATEFAILS. So get started today. Go to betterhelp.com/DATEFAILS. Use my code DATEFAILS. Just fill out the questionnaire and then get somebody you love. And that's betterhelp.com/datefails, available nationwide and in other countries. So wherever you are, please check it out. I don't know. All my friends are messed up. And I saw Joker movie, and you know what I thought when I saw that movie?
You saw Joker.
Did you see it?
No, I want to see it.
I loved it.
I've been hearing people have actually been enjoying it, and I was very skeptical of it.
Here's the deal with Joker movie. Okay, for people, because there's so much talk about it and stuff. Here's the thing about it. It's not a typical, like, Batman, like, big blockbuster, like, action comic book movie. It's really about a guy who's struggling with his mental health, and he's just trying to be a good dude.
And that's actually the honest truth of it. Whenever they had Heath Ledger do Joker the first year, and now from on, in with the Suicide Squad, even with the, what's the girl, all girl?
With the blonde two chick?
The ponytails and shit.
Harley Quinn.
Yes.
I love how they're taking a realistic approach to mental health.
Dude, and yes.
That's the real, that's my, the part that's grabbing me, that's clutching me.
My only reservation with the movie, and I haven't Same. Seen it yet, it's just that Joker is just one of those characters, like, you don't know his backstory. Like that's the whole thing about the Joker. Like, you don't humanize him because he's really smart, but he's also really crazy. And I think it would be awesome. I know the movie's not going to end like this, but I was thinking about this today. Like, if the movie ended and it was just like a flashback, the whole story was him. You know how Heath Ledger in, like, The Dark Knight was like, "You want to know how I got these scars?" If, like,
that's
if it
what
just
the
turned,
movie's about.
If it just turned out like it was all made up.
It was like all a dream.
Like, no, if it was just the Joker telling this entire lie to somebody that he was about to kill, because you don't know what his real backstory is.
Right. This is the part that I feel like we're missing from that. I honestly feel like even when he's lying, you know, when he told that lie, when he said, "Oh, my father cut my face with a razor up from..." You know, whatever.
You mean Heath Ledger?
He did his little monologue on that part. Even if it's a lie, it still gives some type of indication of what his background was like. And that's the part that I'm loving about it. He's not really necessarily completely just exposing the honest truth about himself, but you're getting to see this perspective from him, or this narrative from him that is not normally seen. And this is the part that I love about it. And I know it's going to sound kind of weird, but
you mean the new one or the Heath Ledger one?
Any of them.
Okay.
For me, I feel like people always feel like they're too far removed from someone going into a psychopathic or episode.
A mental break.
A mental break, yes. And so for me, I feel like what those characters do is to show you that you're not too far removed from it. It can happen to anybody. It just depends on, you know, maybe it's a predisposition for something, but ultimately it really is anybody. It could happen to anybody.
That's how I felt. That's exactly how I felt, 100%. And when I saw it, I thought, I think part of it is it's a weird time for this movie because, and I don't want to give away any spoilers, so I know not everyone has seen it, but people that just straight write it off either are too close to it, it offends them, like they have some mental
They've been
health
there.
Shit, or they really haven't experienced it, which is also weird.
So they can't relate.
But, like, like my mom, I love my mom, but like my mom, sometimes I can get frustrated because she sees things very black and white, mm-hmm. and she doesn't see a lot of the gray. Mm-hmm. Like a school shooter is horrible. It sucks. It's terrible.
But he has
it's
a story.
Horrible.
But
there's
he has a story.
He became that. Exactly. And it's like for you to feel no empathy for what happened. I know it's wrong. He killed. I know we shouldn't feel sorry for him, and that's why people get mad. But if you go like, okay, but what if you knew this school shooter every day got his ass beat by bullies? Every day people talked down. Every day he was molested. Whatever happened to get them into
that
position?
Point,
of being,
there's something that got them to that point.
Yeah, because not many people start just come out of the womb like, I would just want to murder everybody. I mean, a few.
And nobody's trying
like
to
five. I personally don't think it's bullying, though. That's just me. Because I think a lot of more gay and black and women would be shooting up places.
That's a fair argument.
Like, because
no,
they get
like, you're making a great argument, but guess what?
I don't think it's only bullying.
I actually think it opens up a whole different segment where you go, I hate to say it, but with black people, especially in general, we've been in a history of being
being
harassed, being
you're used to it more, which is sad. Yep.
And so we're kind of conditioned to be able to deal with it and move past it.
As opposed to a
child that is a little bit more privileged, that
it's what you're getting versus what you think you should be.
Well,
getting.
I told
like,
Kenji that too. Yeah, like the first night we were hanging, I told him, my best friend is a black guy. I mean, he's my oldest friend in L.A., like 8 years or something we've been friends. And we literally, the other night, stayed up like 10 hours, not arguing, but kind of, it was like an open conversation. Same thing I do with Donnell Rawlings. It's like, I'm like one of the least, I don't want to say least racist. I mean, everybody has whatever their everybody has some prejudice about everybody or some kind of whatever. But like, I also like, I hate people that hate anyone for something that's not that
their
they
problem
not
or
their
is their control
it.
Over it. Yeah,
you're
they
gay.
Don't
it's not your fault. Whatever. Yeah, exactly. So we were like
hate them for something they chose to do, like wear those pants.
I hate you if you're a piece of shit to people.
Are you
I
trying
mean,
to say
you,
something?
That,
no, I'm just.
Yeah,
just
he
kidding.
Doesn't like your pants.
Ooh.
No. I didn't mean you, but I mean
these are high waist jeans.
But I told him. I said it's interesting to me because God, this is such a weird topic to have with this Mexican.
I know. I'm so sorry.
It's like the most serious racial conversation. It's like in the
and
background.
Like,
it's
like,
there's like a blow up, fucking one of those.
Sounds like a fucking
Prego
commercial.
Party at the park, like, where I crash those parties. I'm like, can I play in the bouncy house? Like, yeah, I wish there was a TV show. Like, I almost want to pitch something where, because I think a lot of people, there are people that hate for no reason, or they're raised to hate, whatever. There's also a lot of people that are just not educated. Like, they just don't know.
Right.
Because history isn't, Black History Month is the most Black History white people get.
And it's only three people. That's all they do every single year.
Yeah, it's all Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King. It's the
and
same.
Harriet Tubman. Or Barack Frederick Douglass if they switch it in.
I had to Google Frederick Douglass when I did a sketch where I was like in a scene with a guy who like took me on I was a side hoe and he took me out the day after Valentine's Day. It doesn't matter. It's a funny sketch. But I made a speech there because I thought everybody was offended by me because I was white out with a black dude. And it turned out they were like, no, but you're just dumb. It's side hoe day. Like,
yeah.
Day. But don't I had to Google Frederick shit. Douglass. I didn't even know who that was. I know that makes me sound so ignorant.
No.
I don't blame you. I blame the education system.
Exactly.
For real. Like, it's like, unless a black person is a famous athlete, movie star, or rapper, we don't learn
about
that shit.
Yeah.
You guys should almost, like, teach black history. Like Frederick Douglass played for the Lakers. Like, you know, like, and did this shit.
Girl.
But my point is just, like, I don't know. Yeah, black people are oppressed their whole lives in generations worth.
So we're not
easily. You guys go
easily.
Through more shit more easily. It's like women with cramps. We have
it
a
was,
higher pain tolerance.
I mean, I hate to bring up this point, but it was when Dave Chappelle brought up the I'm sorry. When he brought up the suicide death of
Anthony Bourdain.
And then he brought up like the black guy that was like a prisoner, or I don't know. He had horrible circumstances and hadn't killed himself.
I think he got a girl pregnant.
But Anthony is like this guy that's on television. He's doing these great shows. Everybody's watching his shit, and he's like, I want to take my life. And I'm not trying to say that he didn't have legit problems. All I'm saying is,
of course,
black people don't really get that.
I get it.
We get
black people are like, what the fuck,
bitch? That's my Monday. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like
because we get depression. Like,
I get depression.
Yeah. First of all right.
I get it.
Like,
this is such a great. This is what I want, a TV show that's just all this, because when it's three people like us in a room that we're cool, we like each other. It's obvious. Like, it's obvious that we all want to get each other.
Yeah.
So it's open, loving. We can still debate it even. We could get into it. We could totally disagree, right?
Ooh, I don't mind a good debate. We've gotten into some good debates.
Me and Jack, me and my buddy that I'm talking about, we like legit, I got pissed because he started saying Trump is the fault of white women. And I was like, yeah, but also like when Obama ran, all the minorities came out to vote. And when Trump and Hillary ran, a lot of minority people were like, I don't want a woman or him. They didn't vote at all. It's like white women are a problem, but also you guys, minorities, if you all come together, it's like hot women when they hate on each other. I'm like, if we all came together, we could run it all. If minorities all voted.
Not even. Well, so here's the thing.
Girl, you didn't brought up eight different conversations we can have.
Can I go?
I know. That's my point. I want a TV show where we all talk about this. Wouldn't that be great?
Here's my counterpoint.
Please
to that.
Do.
Okay, go.
My counterpoint
I
to
love
that
this is about dating, and now we're having like, this turned into CNN just now.
There are more white women than there are black people.
Yes.
In fact, there are more white women than there are white men.
Okay.
What about all minorities combined, though,
versus
white women who vote?
Wait, this is the thing. Can I say
There are more white women than
I'm going to say this, and this is going to throw it back towards dating. And it's going to sound weird, but I know this is going to... Okay, listen to where I'm coming
back.
From.
I want to hear it.
I feel like white women are, most of the white women that voted for Donald Trump were married, and they
controlled by their spouse.
Yes. Girl, get out of my, okay, so this is my point. It's, in society, this is a problem with women in general, not just anybody of color or anybody of a different race, but women in general. We will date somebody just to say that we're dating somebody. We will marry somebody just to say that we have a husband, and it won't be somebody that we actually stand for. And that's the problem.
This is why I got into it with my friend, who's the black guy, Jax. I don't want to say his name because he doesn't give a fuck, but like everyone knows. But that's why I got into it with him, because I was like, if you're mad at white women whose husbands are like vote Trump and whatever, I'm not saying they're all like completely like they do it because their husbands say it, but those women probably didn't vote for Obama either.
Oh, yeah.
Because probably those same dudes that were like, we can't have a female president were also like, we can't have a, like most guys that are racist all and misogynist are the same dudes, I would think. I don't know.
Here's the thing. Historically, that was part of the deal. Susan.
What was?
Susan B. Anthony wanted
Explain
women.
Explain who that is for the idiots.
Susan B. Anthony was part of the suffrage movement, and she pushed for women to get the right to vote. But what they don't really tell you in school was she was a white supremacist and pushed for the right to vote to say white women, like you need white women to get to be able to vote so that we can outnumber these minorities like by far. And the thing was, you give white women the right to vote, and we will always vote with the white man. Mm. And
that's not necessary, but it's mostly true.
Well,
that's
that's the platform she ran on.
But it's
and
pretty
actually,
true.
It's like historically, when you look at who's voted, like white women have typically voted more conservatively, and it's usually, like you said, they're voting with their. I was watching this whole documentary, and like there were these women who didn't want to vote for Trump, and they were like, they won't tell their husbands. They're like, I can't tell. They were in fear. They're like, I can't tell anybody because I'll be ostracized from my church. I'll be ostracized from like their entire lives would be gone. So they're not everybody voted with their husband, but a large block, even if they didn't like him, it's like this whole like status protection. It's like.
Yeah,
the way they used to do back in the day.
This is the point I am making.
To control a woman.
Women are supposed to be a supportive unit for their husband, and we're supposed to follow our husband whether he is ignorant or intelligent or not.
Yeah, it's
you know,
fucked
that's
up.
That's the part that's fucked up for women. It's like we are supposed to be with a man, not a good man, but just a man.
Yeah,
and it's
crazy.
Like we're supposed to follow him blindly into the gates of hell.
Yeah.
And that's just not going to work for me. You know what I'm
totally
saying?
Agree with this. Okay. All of it. No, I agree with every single single part of it. It's funny because I remember this girl I grew up with, one of my close friends growing up. Whatever her father would say, she would say it. And I would be like, why do you think that? And she'd be like, well, my dad says. And I'd be like, so? What fucking did your dad know?
Your goddamn dad is not the adult. Read a fucking book. Right.
Yeah. But the other thing, too, is like, there's a thing of not being able to relate to people not in your circumstances that as a whole society, it's like,
an issue.
It's hard. Like, for instance, I'm a cute, blonde, white chick. I have a lot of opportunities because of that. But also, there are things about that that I get frustrated with. Like, it sounds arrogant, but, like, a lot of dudes are always trying to just fuck, and I don't realize it till later, and I'm frustrated. Or, whatever. I know. You do, bitch. You're hot as shit. Everybody tonight was like, she's the hottest bitch here. And I'm like, shut up. It's my show. Fuck you.
Get out. God. Oh, you want to do 15 minutes?
This might be my boss, guys. You're fucking ruining my chances.
Oh, my God.
Fuck you.
Could you imagine if I showed up and was like, who's this? She's too pretty. Get out. My show.
Like, that's your feature.
That would have hurt.
She's hosting.
That would have cut me to the goddamn core.
Yeah, but I was happy. I told you. I love
Thank
having
you,
women.
Boo. I appreciate it.
But, like, my point is just this. Like, what me and my buddy were saying is like, he was like, well, for instance, I can't figure out where my name came from because when the slaves came from Africa, they changed our names.
Oh,
and I go, why do you want to know? I hate my family. Not my real family, but like my more distant family. But I go, but I get it. But also it's like, if you knew, how would it like, basically, I'm like, two generations from now, all of our children, they're going to be like starting with whatever the fuck. Their parents will hand down whatever it was. And I wish we would just pass this law. That everyone has to fuck interracially.
I thought about that.
Imagine if, like, everybody just had to start. You can't.
Oh, my God.
You can't date a white person if you're white. Only another color.
I would say that.
I tell you this?
Wait. But that'd be perfect.
I had this whole idea of a fucking sketch where I was.
Talking to Mike.
I'm sorry. I'm fucking drunk. I'm like.
She's like, the mic's like 3 feet away.
The mic is not my friend right now.
I made these guys podcasts because I like them, even though it's like the middle of the night and I have to fly in. And I have
it's like 4 o'clock.
I have to fly in a half hour.
We about to throw this shit in your bag. Just throw it in the bag.
We're doing 10 more minutes and I have to shut down or I'll miss my flight.
All right.
Tell your story.
The whole fucking point is this. I feel like I have this sketch where I have an idea where I feel like because everybody's fucking dating out of their race, that we're going to become the...
Are they?
We are.
Not enough.
I do, but
listen,
I don't see that
much.
All right, go on.
We're kind of like when the Olympics come around, we kind of like...
What?
We kind of defeat everybody. Like,
America? She's talking about black people.
What do you mean black people?
Most of the Olympics are black.
Asians and the Russians win at gymnastics.
Okay, but guess what?
Simone Biles.
Medals don't...
She's making a move.
That's like four medals. When it comes
black people are definitely better at the sports that make money.
Okay, exactly.
Yes,
so my whole point is this. I feel like eventually it's going to get to a point where we... You know, because, like, the black people, they kind of, when we start making money, we start dating out of our race, whatever.
What? I fuck plenty of broke black guys.
Okay, this is not up for discussion.
Is that
real? This is an Essence magazine.
Because they have money, they can? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
I've got my theories.
They become more attractive with the money.
See,
that's any guy.
All right, partly,
but I do agree. That's because they have their shit together.
But I also think, like, because you're in a different sphere. Like, imagine you came from a mostly predominantly black neighborhood. You played a sport. You went to college. But more men go to college than women. More white people go to college.
We don't care if you go to college.
I don't want us to get on that tangent because this is not a problem. I don't care if you date out of your race.
I think it's a good conversation.
I don't really care either. I'm just saying.
You don't care.
I just think you're exposed to more people.
I don't care, but my whole point is this. I feel like we're making ourselves less superior as an Amazon race.
She thinks we're deluded. Hold on. She went black supremacy on it. She's like, you're diluting the black gene.
Okay, let me take it back.
Hold on. You're Caucasity.
Let me take you back a couple of years.
Hold on one second. Before you say that, can I ask you a question before you go further? Yeah. Do you get upset as a black woman when you see a black guy dating a white woman?
No.
See, and I don't care what white guys do. In fact, I've had people get mad at me. Like, I dated a black guy and I did
that's
have...
Yeah, it's so stupid.
No one should care. Just date hot people.
No one should care.
If they have money, even
I don't
better.
Give a, because half the time,
kidding.
That ain't even somebody I would date anyway.
Like, so, ooh, take one for the team, girl. Take
so,
it.
Yeah, you take them. I don't care. But my whole point
She's
is
been
this.
Blessed with many big dicks, remember.
In, the, That's in right. the 400 years of slavery, I don't know if you know this, but they used to breed us together.
Of course.
So when there was plantation. A big, it was a big black guy and a hefty, nice, healthy woman.
They were trying to make they better slaves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we kind of became these big
That's
people.
Why you're the best athletes, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, genetically.
And Bill Burr got really big slack for that, but I don't know why, because I agree with him. I was like, I actually do believe that, we made
I feel
it
like
these
that's
people
common
together.
Knowledge.
That's a common knowledge. It is.
The thing
these
is,
these guys are like 7 feet tall with these big ass you know slanging dicks, and
you know
they're acting like
I would do it on purpose with my children.
It. It's not common how they did it, but my whole point is they did it. It's
no,
done.
No, they did it, but people don't realize how they did it.
White
how
people
bad it was.
Know that we fucked the slaves.
Yeah, but
not even just that, but we fuck the big slaves with the big slaves, so they can be big ass slaves. So my whole point is this.
We'll circle back.
And the
probably
with
not.
The with the Olympics, I feel like we kind of become
is the
like.
The best part when you keep bringing up the Olympics.
She's just trying to win.
I do. I want us to be winners every time, and I don't give a fuck that
you
we're big
won.
Ass black people.
You own all the sports.
We own all the fucking sports
in America. Even
but I feel. But this is the thing. I feel like some of the bigger black, not slaves,
dudes.
But dudes
fucking
are fucking
these
white. Petite bitches, and so their kids are kind of turning out not so athletic, and so I feel like
you're
in generations,
fucking up your race.
We're no, we're fucking up our Olympic medals, our
you're
gold
worried.
Medals. America's I'm worried. So my whole point is, I
this
feel
bitch
like
is so funny.
I feel like we should have it to where if you fuck a white bitch that's small and petite,
you
should have one big black bitch that you fucked and had a really nice hefty kid, so
well,
we can still sustain
one for the, ratio.
The basketball.
You can't. Have all the athletes fuck.
No, it's
like I
don't
care
want,
who you
love. It's America. We
that.
Are Americans, and we need to win.
We
that's,
need
I'm not. I'm not fucking talking about black and white right now. I'm talking about how fabulous we are at sports.
Oh my god,
we are.
We're not even that
inclined.
Good.
We are.
We're not that good.
We are.
We never win.
We are.
When did we win the Olympics in the last?
We
month?
Always get the most gold medals.
We do.
We count the most gold
is that
medals.
True.
We do.
I mean, us and like usually China because
China
so many people, but
they
yeah,
have
we
like
get,
billions.
They're communists.
And then
we're
they
are they
and they train their kids. From the age of five, but we don't have that. We don't have that privilege.
If so, chess was a sport in the Olympics, they would
baby,
fucking
they would
clean
dominate.
Up.
They would clean our asses.
We don't be doing no thinking.
Well, now
saying.
You made me feel bad for fucking black dudes.
No, it's okay to
look
no,
how did that
she
happen?
Said,
just
hey,
make
she said
sure.
fuck them.
But I fuck like really like legit athletes, and I'm very
Ooh.
Smart. So our kids will be really.
See, she's not,
I'm a good
not,
athlete, though.
She has no problem
but I'm
with
not
the
that
fucking.
Big.
I don't have no problem with you fucking them.
So are you
I
saying they need
with...
to find, like, the pro... Like, they need to fuck WNBA chicks.
I want them to...
At least
have,
one kid.
No, you have...
Keep,
if you
sustain.
Fuck... If you are in a relationship with a white bitch, and I mean they're respectful.
That's fine.
Like, that's
I'm just kidding.
The best part is I got mad at them tonight for saying the N-word in front of white people. I was like, hey! Don't
you,
use that
if
word.
If you're in a relationship with a white lady... Not
and
a
if
white,
you love her.
Not a white bitch.
It's okay. Bitch is a nice...
Bitch, I'm just kidding. If you're in a relationship with her, you have to have one child that you have had from a black woman that is bigger.
So you gotta borrow just black so woman eggs at the minimum. So
she's like, hey, baby, the, where are you going? But, look, you know that Corliss law. I gotta go get this black girl.
This is so... I so want to do this for like another hour
no,
and change
we,
my
we
flight.
Can't. We cannot do this.
Really?
But right. Honestly...
I mean, I would.
That's how I feel about it. I do feel like we're making ourselves weaker with this petite... Oh,
what if
gone.
You're black but not a good athlete? What if you're a black woman who's
a
book nerd?
That's not true.
That's not true. That is definitely not true.
I suck at basketball.
My best friend
but
growing
I used to
up.
Wrestle.
Could you play soccer though?
I used to wrestle.
Soccer?
Like
what black guys
soccer.
Do you know that are great
Ooh,
at soccer?
Have you seen
in America?
Soccer players?
Oh, the Latin ones.
Girl, these soccer players are fine as.
No, soccer good. Players are fine as shit, but I haven't seen a whole lot of black soccer players
I
here.
Have.
Not the American ones. You
well, half and half. It's like more like 50-50.
They be like Latin, but they black.
That's not black.
Okay. Afro-Latina.
That's,
look, there's a lot
that's
of color.
Latin
I do
black.
Get confused about that.
Oh, baby. That's my dad's
black. In South America.
That's black.
Okay. All right. Well, sometimes I do.
You
I've
black.
Met a lot of Puerto Rican guys I think are black. And they're Puerto Rican. Oh.
No, they're Puerto Rican people.
Are
I have no.
They're not white.
Absolutely they're not white. They just not. Think they are.
I just love this argument in general.
People don't like to associate themselves with blackness, but honestly.
No way. Mariah Carey decided to, like, halfway through her career, she's like, I am black. And we were like, what
did her dad fucking do?
I feel like I saw her. Like,
oh, do you remember when she decided to be black?
I saw her. I was like, how can people not tell she's black? Like, I feel like black people can always tell.
Are you kidding?
You can always tell when someone's black.
Because, like,
black.
I would talk to other people and, like, you can always
tell. But she was never, like, she was, like, the whitest. She was marketed as, like, the whitest.
I could tell from the moment she stepped on stage.
Yeah, I was just like, black.
I think the Mexican music ended.
It did.
What the fuck?
It did end.
What just
happened? The radio station went off, I guess.
We made it
four.
Past the Mexican
music.
That
okay.
means I'm going to miss. They're like, you're missing your flight. All I remember is it was a big thing. I remember the black community being mad when suddenly Mariah was like, oh, I'm black too. And everyone was like, you never were till now. And then white people were like, what? She tricked us. Like, we were like,
everybody
wait,
was
what?
Mad.
Like I knew from like, the blocks though she was black because I remember her
from
father
the blocks?
Being yeah out the blocks like you
oh, out
from
the
starting
oh, got
line
it, got it yeah. Off the block.
Sorry I didn't mean to be hood
that's a swimming reference who goes off blocks swimmers
well out the blocks I knew she was black because her father
we have Michael Phelps.
I heard about the dad abandoning her and I was like oh that's a black dad for real like. No,
that's
not even,
hilarious.
I'm not even trying to be racist. I'm just saying.
No, but
like,
it is really
he just
funny.
Bounced on the fucking mom, and I was like, "That's a black."
I think
mother.
The problem is that the black community doesn't realize how many shitty white people there are.
That also do that.
That like so many white people like grow up with drug addict fathers, people that bounce in trailer parks in poor communities, never go to college, work at Denny's. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with Denny's, but I'm just saying, like, it's funny to me because my friend, he just assumed my family had money. Mm-hmm. And I was like, my mom was single and she had three jobs and we were all poor. And not that it's like there's no comparing because you can't relate. At the end of the day, no one can really 100% put themselves in someone else's shoes. But I think that it's just
yeah,
we
but
don't.
Do the white fathers not pay child support?
Mine didn't.
Here's the thing.
He's a piece of shit.
The CDC did a. This is about to make people mad and fuck
is
up their
mind. Mind about to blow.
Well, it's gonna fuck up your preconceived notions. The CDC actually did a study and they found that father for father, black fathers were actually more involved with their children's lives than white fathers.
Because like, white guys are like working, or because they disappear. I just mean because, like, my dad traveled for work, then he's left.
They just mean, like, in general, like, even if the father is around, like,
he comes to stuff.
Like, he comes to stuff. They support their children. Like, you know, they're at their games, like, stuff. Like,
that's
like black fathers are more involved than white fathers, and it's against what everybody knows as stereotypes. So you say that, and people are like, bullshit. And it's like, well, there's a government study that found it to be
where
true.
Where are they doing the census, though?
I know, they're making this up. This is
like
from 17
to,
magazine.
Like
it was the CDC.
Well, someone told me
if you go to Clear Creek and like fucking
what's Clear Creek?
That's the neighborhood I'm around, and it's like it's a really wealthy neighborhood. But if you go there and there's black families, of course the fathers are involved. But if you go,
but
to
it's
like
but see, here's the thing: it's like pound for pound, like it's more involved. Like so, if you take a white family from that area and a black family, what they're saying is the black father is like. Involved, like you can be around and not involved.
You know,
like, you
what
know
it
what I mean?
Is at the end of the day, I think this is the whole problem, and we all do it, is you can't bulk any one group of people as all the same, no matter
right.
because of anything, because there's black people who now have a lot of money. There's fucking white people. It's just that here's what it is. White people aren't educated on this. Slavery wasn't that long ago. Like we feel like it was a million years ago. No, but I mean for real, like,
oh, I know.
Like, so
the country is less than 250 years old.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
Honestly,
like,
the slavery was even before that. So
right
at the end of the day, it is not out of our system. It's not out of our blood.
Yes,
to be biased towards people that were slaves once.
Of course.
When you put it like this, I've spoken to people who have spoken to slaves.
For real?
My grandma.
Met actual slaves?
My grandmother's grandmother was a slave.
That's what I'm talking about. Like,
it was not that long ago.
Well, my mother actually was cleaning a house in her native town where they used a brown paper bag to make sure she could actually clean inside the house.
It's crazy.
And my mom is actually like biracial. Like my mom is only like 35% black, even probably less than that. She's actually more Irish and Dutch than in Spanish than anything. And they still used the brown paper bag to make sure she was light enough to be considered to even
clean. Light enough to come inside? Are you serious? They used a paper bag?
A brown paper bag. That's crazy. That was the brown paper bag test they would do. And so they would be like, oh, your skin is too dark. You can't be inside the home.
It's
you were
so wild. That's what I'm talking about, though. Like, I just think it's like it's rare for people to sit down and have an open, like, because people just don't know. Like, I had a transgender chick on my podcast a couple weeks ago. She's so cool, Cassandra Cass. She's amazingly hot. Like, so hot, I was intimidated to talk to her.
Yeah.
And I was saying to her, like, I have friends who, like, even me, like, I was confused, like, the difference between a drag queen, a transvestite, a transgender person, post-op, pre-op, what do you call, like, I wanted to know, to understand what's right. offensive, what's not, because even with me, like, I don't care what you are. If you're cool, you're cool. But people say words like tranny, and they're offended. But some people don't know it's offensive. My grandmother, or my great-grandmother, would use the M-word, not in a derogatory, she'd go, how's your friend, the... Like, she would say it, but she didn't even mean it.
She was like, how's a nigger friend?
Yeah, but she didn't even mean it in a bad way. Like, she liked her. Like, that was just what she was growing up. That was the term.
Shit.
That sounds so bad. My dad still says Oriental and thinks that's
the term
for Asian.
Oh, Oriental!
But doesn't even know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
So my
Abraham Lincoln said nigger a lot. Like,
I just think young people need to.
And he freed us. Right?
Like, kind of. Like,
yeah. I know, right?
I know. But my point is just, like, I feel like some young people need to fucking talk. About it.
Because you need to talk.
Because they just don't know about it.
I don't like questions.
This is the problem. I feel this is the I actually taught at a school where the Hispanic students were actually using the N-word blatantly, like all the time. Oh no, probably. No, it's not even still. It's like they're using it like it's their JLB. So my whole Hispanic point was this.
No way.
This is the thing. I don't get offended with that word anymore because I'm not going to give it power. But my whole point is this. When you don't know the history of something, when you don't know the transition that you've taken from that moment where that word actually did mean something and it didn't, it's a deficit to the community. It's like it's something that it takes away from you. You need to know the history of things, and you need to understand why it's something that it is. You need to understand why that word is offensive. You need to understand why certain people use it, and they've switched the power up. Like, I actually made this joke one time, and I remember everybody was like, whoa, that's a crazy joke. I made a joke with white women in the word nigger. So I told white women, I said, y'all need to stop getting so offended with the word cunt. Because y'all get so offended with the word cunt, like the word nigger, for black people. And I said, why don't y'all do what black people did to the word nigger and just say it so much.
Right. What's up, cunt?
Yeah, just say it so much. You say it so much, it loses its power. And that for me is what we've done with the word nigger. When we were like, nigger, let me tell you. Like, when we say that,
what? Okay, I couldn't agree with you more. No, I actually said that to my buddy. I go, if black people just said that word's not bad anymore, go ahead, say it. It's like you can take away the power of it.
You can take it away.
I'm terrified. Donnell Rawlings, he always tries to get me to say it. Like he's trying to get me to say it. Like I'm like, you wanna get me killed? He's like, nah, we gotta figure out how you can say it in a bit. Like he wants it. He's like, I want more white people using the word. I'm like, dude, I will die. Like, and I'm also like, I'm scared to say it because it's heavy because it carries weight. But that's the thing.
If you say, okay, I know I brought this up earlier, but when Louis C.K. made that joke about the guy making his coffee and he said that nigga made the shit out of this coffee, it made me know that white people can understand why we're saying it the way we're saying it.
Yeah.
As opposed to trying to be like mean and like make us feel lower than them.
But were you guys there when I talked about the entrapment thing?
Okay, go ahead.
I told this story.
Okay, go.
I will. Okay, so basically,
you were there, you heard.
I didn't hear.
We broke up. I dated this guy. He's my boyfriend. We dated for a few months, whatever, and then we broke up. And when we were breaking up, you know, when you break up, you start fucking fighting about dumb shit, whatever. This guy never said that word in front of me. I mean, obviously he can, but he just isn't that guy. He's like you.
No, take it.
You saying it?
Oh, I say I say it all the time on stage, and then off the stage, I rarely use it.
Well, I can't imagine you saying it. But if you do, okay, fine, whatever. But
I don't say it a lot.
Like, I just don't like the word. If to me, if you don't use the word and then you do, all of a sudden, now I'm like, why you?
Right.
Okay, here's what happened. So we're breaking up. We're fighting anyway a lot. But then he said to me in a text, I said, hey, my ex-boyfriend, he came up to me and said, are you dating this guy? The dude. My another ex-boyfriend came up to me and said, are you dating this guy, the black guy? And I said, why? And he's like, I heard you were. So I text the black guy I was dating. I said, did you tell anybody that knows him? Because we were keeping it under wraps. And he said, nah, in a text. You're the one who told niggas who talk. And I was offended. Mm-hmm. That he used the word because he never used that word. So all of a sudden, and I was pissed because also I don't like the word because I don't associate it with black. I associate, like, it's rude. I'm like, now you're, and I wrote
it's
back.
It's aggressive for you.
Yeah. I just felt like suddenly, like, you're using that word with me. Like, you hate that. I know you don't like that word. Now you're using it with me. And I didn't tell people. And I don't like, to me, that's offensive. So I wrote back, no, I didn't, because I don't know any niggas. I put it in quotes and spelled it the same. And then he went off. I can't believe you'd say that word. What the fuck? I knew you were racist. Fuck.
That is entrapment.
Thank you. I was so pissed. I was like, what? No, I don't like the word. I'm saying I don't know any, like, as in I don't use that word, so I don't associate people in that
way. You were trying to make a point of, I don't use that word, and I don't even know anybody
that was my
nigga.
Point.
And then he's like, yo, boy, you typed it.
Yeah. And then he's like, you're not allowed to say that. You're white. And I was like, bitch, you're not allowed to say that to me. Fuck you. Like, I was so mad. So anyway, I started asking guys on the road. Anytime I'd have a black comedian open for me, I'd go, hey, am I wrong? I'd tell them the story. I'd show them the text. And it was 50-50. Some were offended. Some were like, well, I get it. You can't say that. And then others were like, nah, he fucked up. But it was just funny to me because I was so hurt. I'm like, how are you going to call me? He called me racist. I'm like, I'm fucking you. How can I be racist? They, like, that's.
All right. I'll say a couple. I'll say a couple.
You
things
can't say
that.
It to us when you're fucking us. That's all I'm saying.
I'll say a couple. I'll say a couple things on that.
And we have to end this because it's really late.
I never buy the.
No, God, no. Go on, talk.
I don't think you're a racist. And
really, you don't.
No, but I'm prefacing that with what I'm about to say. I never buy the I'm with a black person that means I'm not racist, because there's a lot of people who are married to women who are very misogynistic.
And I think that guy hates white women. And I think he fucks over white women on because he's fucked over. And he even tweeted. Well,
he probably has some sort of fetish.
Fetish? Stories. Not fetish. Anger. I think he probably turned down by like a lot of white women. And then now that he can get them.
The music's back.
Yeah,
is
I know.
It really?
It came back. Finish your thought.
That was the main thought. But before that, it was like, I think he fucked up by calling you racist because he went out with you. He said the word, you responded, and then he took it to a level like outside of the conversation.
Because,
like, you know what I mean? Because it's not what you were talking about.
There's two types of black people. There's the black people that get offended when someone even mentions the word N-I-G-G-A. And then there's black people that are like, I need to hear the context of when you used it.
Yeah.
And so he just was like, she used it, I'm going to get mad.
Yeah, because I think if he was truly
I
offended, he would.
How he spelled it and everything.
I think if he was
so mad, he was
like,
ready to be mad.
Like, if, like me, I would have just been like, hey, I know we're talking about something else, but when you use that word, it makes me uncomfortable. Like, you know what I mean? Like, say that like an adult instead of like, oh, you fucking racist. Like,
but
I can't believe. Instead of just communicating feelings.
I'm intelligent
feelings, like,
enough to know that she was referencing the text that he sent earlier.
Yeah.
That's why she even put the word in.
I was
the
offended
sentence.
He used it.
You
yeah,
know what I'm
it made me.
It
feel,
wouldn't have come up if he didn't come up.
You know what
say.
It made me feel? This sounds terrible. It made me feel like he stopped trying to impress me
because
he never
I get
used
that.
It. Then all of a sudden he used it, and I was like, "What the
And then he was just like, you just riff-raff, bitch.
He also told me his favorite music was country on our first date. And then later I found out he doesn't even know country. So he was just trying to go so white. And I don't even like country. He was trying to impress me.
Fuck that guy.
Okay, here's what I need from you guys. Because I really have to leave in a few minutes. But
yes, of course.
If you can, I'm putting my mic down. Guys, we're in Houston. I have a plane in an hour and I haven't packed. But here's what I want. You guys tell your worst date of your life. Worst date or worst sex, most horrific date fail, or something you did that was embarrassing, or just anything that happened, because we never talked about dating. We only had a whole race war this entire podcast. Literally. So you guys are on it. Okay. It's your job.
So many?
Good. You can
do
it.
You want me to go first while you
sure, if you have them ready, do it.
I can pick up a couple of vignettes while you choose your. I was genuinely catfished once. I met a girl, like, it was like Plenty of Fish. Like, I was looking at her pictures, like,
gross.
Oh, she's cute. But then I met her and it was like the whole date I was trying to see her in every single like how the fuck does she actually look like this in her picture? Like, she was like, and I have nothing against, like,
she wasn't as cute in her photos.
No, she. It was a different person, because like she was several shades darker, and I'd say like I don't care if you're dark. Like, you know, I'll date dark women, but I'm just saying how did you think that you look like this person? Like, it was just like, and so like we went on a date, and this was like one of the quickest dates like I ever been. Like, we went, like, we ate, and I was just like, okay. And then she's like, oh, what do you do now? I was like, I want to go home. Like, I went home. Yeah. And I was like, because here's the thing, we talked on the phone like before that, and like, you know, we actually had a good, we like connected. But like, once you lie to me, like, you know what I mean? It's all out the window. It's all out the window. If she had shown me true pictures and like, all right, you know, we connected on the phone, I would have been like, all right, like, I knew what I was getting into.
And honestly, respect is the hardest thing to get back in.
Exactly.
You can do a lot of things in a relationship, but if you lose respect,
if you're gonna lie to me,
it's a wrap.
When you know I'm gonna see you in like 24 hours, like I know what a picture looks like. Yeah. This, you don't gotta do all that. Like,
if you're a different person, yeah, that's not good.
Like,
if you're like 10 pounds heavier though, like, that makes me mad when a guy's like, you're not as hot. I'm like, bitch, you're married. Like, fuck you. You have kids. You have a bunch of shit.
That was one story. And then, like, I'll just say this really quick. I went out after I got divorced. Halloween, went out. This girl tried to dance with me. Whatever. We were dancing. I don't care. Like, you want
to
dance with me?
She tried to dance?
No. Yeah.
What a bitch. Kidding.
She tried to make me finger her on the dance floor.
What?
Yeah, she took my hand and tried to shove it
on the first date?
Not even.
I saved that for the third.
Not even a date. I met her, like, she just started dancing with me, and like within 40 minutes, she took my hand, and so I was like, and I don't know if you've ever tried to fight off fingering somebody. Like, if somebody's looking, they don't know if you're shoving it up or pulling it away, because it all looks like, and I'm like, stop. Like, I'm pulling my hand.
Was she trying to show you that she was wet?
I don't know.
Wait a second. She was trying to make you
finger her, yeah.
And you had a problem.
And finger is not even that great.
Well, I'm on the dance floor.
No,
like,
guys don't even know how to finger a girl. Yeah. They think it's all like on the inside that matters. Every guy, they're like thrusting it in there like it's a dick. I'm like,
stop.
No.
You got to do the come here motion.
I don't have time to get into explaining a clit at this point.
The technique. Oh, we're at the end of the podcast. We can't explain clit.
If I miss my flight because we're... Would that be amazing, though?
It would be kind of funny. Corliss, your time.
Okay. My worst date.
Yours wasn't even good, but she tried to make you finger her, and you're like, ew, no.
I don't
want to
fuck you. That's not a bad
thing.
If a guy fingers me on a dance floor, I'm like, husband material.
Oh, she was soaking wet, and she was trying to make me finger her.
Yeah, we're wet, because we put some bottle of water in there upside down. I just keep a bottle of Arrowhead in my pussy all the time, upside down. I just take the cap out. And the guy's like, she's so wet. I'm like, that's just bottle of water.
I probably would have if she was
wet. Neither of you even got that.
I feel like, you know who said that on fucking Meet the Parents? Or, well, not Meet the Parents. How I Met Your Mother. When he was like, he fucking
completely
said,
different
I'm
things.
Drunk as fuck.
You're not even drunk at all.
I am drunk.
You had like one drink.
No, I didn't have fucking one drink.
Did you have a lot?
I had a good amount of time.
You guys, she's so hot. It's crazy. And you're very
not
funny.
Sloppy, very
I wish we had more time to talk about it, but
so
we don't.
Drunk, right?
Can you drive me to the airport? You're sober.
Yeah, I could.
I'll give you $20. Yeah. I like that we're having this talk on the podcast. Can anyone drive me to the airport? I'll be at Comic-Con today at 1 p.m.
You try to figure her on the way to the
airport. No, I'm a virgin.
On How I Met Your Mother, he said that there's a hot factor. If the person is fucking ugly as fuck, then they're a stalker. But if they're cute, then you're not thinking you're getting stalked. You're like, ooh, he's being sweet and romantic. Exactly.
Oh, that's like a known thing. If a guy's ugly, he's a pervert. But if he's hot, he's just flirting.
Yeah.
So like, in the same situation with her getting fingered. If, let's say, for instance, this beautiful lady here was like, hey, I need you to put your finger inside me while we're dancing. Like, you would be like, thank you.
Like, yeah,
this
cool.
is going to be a good night.
Yeah, exactly.
But ugly bitches, you don't want a finger.
But if I pull my hand away, like, my problem is it shouldn't turn into a fight. Like, you know what
it's
I mean?
A sexual assault. You were like, sexually assaulted.
Like, I pulled my hand away and she was just like,
are you saying you're a me too?
That was one of the Me Toos, yes. There was, and then I've had my dick grabbed. I had people like try to like force themselves on me.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah, I know. Look, I know I'm preaching to the choir on this one. Like,
you have 0% body fat. You're fine.
Yeah, you're cute. You'll be all right.
Yeah, I know.
He looks like I wish they could see you. You look kind of like Don Cheadle 20 years ago.
Oh, that's a great reference.
Thank you. He does a little right when he was on Lost. Except, like,
Hotel
not...
Hotel Rwanda.
Except I've got hair.
He has hair.
He's a long hair. He has short hair, right?
No, he's had longish hair like that, I think.
I used to like when he was a Fresh Prince best friend.
He's on Fresh Prince?
Yeah, you remember they used to go... They used to see each other and they'd be like...
That's Don Cheadle? Cheadle, however you say it?
Don Cheadle was one of his friends on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
No way!
Bullshit you not.
Isn't it weird when you see an older show and you're like, oh my god, the guy's super famous and talented now, but they were like an extra on the show or like a one line, whatever?
Look him up. How is it? Fresh Prince's friend. Don Cheadle was one of the kids.
I didn't know that.
Visiting from Philly.
I love him.
Always be live.
I know his daughter. She's stunning. I mean, I met his daughter. She's one of the first people I met in L.A. randomly. I forget. My ex-boyfriend was friends with them or something. And I met him, too. He's really nice. But his daughter I met more times. She's beautiful. And like, but he was real cool. But that's what happens when you're, like, actually talented and famous enough that only people who know talent know who you are.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he's not someone that would walk down the street and everyone would stop him.
Did you see it, son of a bitch? I'm just kidding.
You kind of look a little like him. All right, this got boring quick. Sorry, guys. I'm getting anxious about my flight. Tell your bad date. I'm going to shut up.
My bad date was, it's a couple, but the one that really bothered me the most was a guy I went out on a date with. We went through the day. It was okay. And then his ass started shot calling the receipt. Like the waitress brought the receipt and he started roll calling the shit we got. He started itemizing the receipt. He was like, oh, I had the
He tried to go Dutch.
He Dutched my ass and I literally looked at him and I said, I can eat by myself. And so I paid my half and I walked.
Coralis is too fine to be paying for her own food. We will tell you that right now.
I'm not going to lie to you. I literally stood up. I found the waitress. I gave her my half of my bill. And I knew I gave her a tip and everything. And I walked out the door.
Nice.
And I did not feel horrible about it at all. Because I was like, it's one thing if we say, hey, let's go meet somewhere. Mm-hmm. Then it might be up in the air of who's paying for who. But for me, when you ask me out on a date,
like, I'm going to take you out.
You say you're taking me out on a date?
Yeah, it's about who invites.
Right.
Yeah. If the guy invites, he pays. If you invite, if I say, one time I invited a guy to a football game. If I invite you, I'm paying.
I have tickets. I have everything.
Yeah.
We're settled.
Yeah.
But don't totally fucking ask me out and then be like, so you had the wounds.
That's fuck
and
shit.
I was like,
I can't do that to me here. I was telling him, we went out last night and shit, and this dude was like, I'm music comic, but the whole night he's like, I got it. I kept trying to give him, he's like, don't worry about it. Then today, he messages me and goes, hey, can you Venmo me? Like, I spent, and I was like, what the fuck?
My God.
It wasn't a date, but still, it's just like, don't flex. Like, I dated a guy who pretended he had money. He would pay so much money for everything all the time. Then we get together, and suddenly he's like, hey, can I borrow money? Like, my gas tank's. He had no money. He went into debt to get me. Like, just be you. We don't need you to be rich, guys. We need you to fuck us like a champ.
And that's why exactly. I compliment. Be on some Groupon. And
just be honest about really everything, including your dates,
and they'll never know that you didn't have the money for the real actual date. You just get that nice little coupon. And the best date I ever went on was
hilarious.
To a fucking spa, and it was a Groupon spa. But I didn't know that at the time.
Like I found out,
and I took you to a spa.
He took me to a fucking spa. We got body massages. Hot. We were sitting in a hot tea bath. It was fabulous.
I'm stealing
hot
that
tea
move.
Bath. You guys, listen. I'm sad sorry. We have to end it. No, I love you both. It's the middle of the night.
It's the middle of the morning.
I can't even believe. Well, this is night yeah. for me. But listen, I'm putting this up right away, probably at the airport, because I had one ready to go for Friday, and it doesn't matter. I said some shit I can't put online. Yeah. But anyway, I love you guys. I'm at Comic-Con today, Sunday, if you're in Los Angeles. And then I'm at Roosters in San Jose this coming weekend. I'm going to go see my buddy Danny Brown in L.A. next weekend. Go see Danny. And then Vegas Laugh Factory, end of the month. So please come out and support. I love you guys so much. I'm going to post a photo with these two. You guys were so great.
Thank you.
I know
this
has
been
all
fun.
Funny and about dating, but I think
no, it was a good conversation. I enjoyed it.
This shit is so important because I just think that it's a lot of just
I
people.
I loved our conversation.
Dude, people just need to share how they feel and be open. And I love you guys. Thank you for supporting. And I got to go. So see you soon. Bye.
Peace.
Later.